Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright, for your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Lifting up my head.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. A reading from Mark. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. I'm calling them the forgotten miracles, but perhaps the term overlooked would be better. Jesus did a lot of miracles when he walked on earth among us. There were healings, exorcisms, and miracles over nature. But some of them don't seem, well, quite as spectacular as some of the others. Some miracles we know quite well, turning water into wine, stilling the storm, walking on water, or healing the 10 lepers, or even the paralytic let down through the roof. But other miracles, well, perhaps they don't show up in the scriptures we read on Sundays, or just don't grab our attention in quite the same way. The miracle we're looking at tonight is a bit like that. In fact, it's the first healing miracle Jesus does, so we ought to pay attention. Jesus is beginning his ministry, and Peter invites him to his house where his mother-in-law had a fever. She was in bed, and they told Jesus about her, and he healed her. It's as simple as that. One of the intriguing things about the Gospel of Mark is that many of the miracles Jesus does involve people who are isolated away from others. By now, we probably have a pretty good feeling of what that's like. Because of her fever, this woman had been isolated away from others. But even more, she was isolated away from her role in society. As the eldest woman in that house, the role she was expected to play was to be the hostess in charge when guests came. The fever prevented her from doing that. This woman was isolated not just from society or other people, but she was also cut off from being who she thought she should be. So Jesus doesn't just heal. Jesus restores. Jesus brings her to wholeness so that she can become again the person she knows and wants to be. And Jesus will heal and restore us too. Our isolation will end, and we will know new life. I remember in my younger days smirking a little bit at this miracle, because here this whole group of guys shows up at a house, and Jesus heals a woman so she can get up and fix dinner for them. It just didn't seem right in my eyes at the time. But since then, I've come to see this miracle in a different light. And it has, in fact, become one of my favorites. Jesus healed her, and she responded in service. When Jesus acts in your life, you're called to respond You can't do anything else. And I think loving service should be the reaction each of us has to God acting in our lives. God acts, God heals, God restores, and we respond in loving service to God and our neighbors. It's a small little story in the Gospel of Mark. It's our very own story. It's our very own calling. An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will."
My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life through.
Blessed me all my life through. Living God, we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Hear now our prayers as we fall on your mercy and grace. O God of all, with wonderful diversity of languages and cultures, you created all people in your image. Free us from prejudice and fear, that we may see your face in the faces of people around the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of compassion, whose Son became poor for our sake, help us to see the face of Christ in those who are poor, and in serving them to serve you. Give us generous hearts, so that those living in poverty may have adequate food, clothing, and shelter. By your Spirit, move us to affirm the dignity of all people, and especially the most vulnerable in society. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Triune God, whose will it is that humans live in community, bless family life everywhere and fill all homes with respect, joy, laughter, and prayer. Strengthen the commitment of husbands and wives to one another that they may mirror your covenant faithfulness. Pour out your Spirit on parents that through them their children may taste your unconditional love. Empower all family members to live in your grace and forgiveness. Give to those who live alone peace and companionship in their relations with others. In this time of isolation, fill our lives with you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, your healing power is everywhere about us. Strengthen those who work among the sick. Give them courage and confidence in all they do. Encourage them when their efforts seem futile or when death prevails. Increase their trust in your power, even to overcome death and pain and crying. May they be thankful for every sign of health you give and humble before the mystery of your healing grace. In the midst of this pandemic, bring healing, help, strength, and the comfort that comes only from you. Lord, in your mercy. O God of mercy and love, we pray for particular needs from those in our family of faith. We pray for Renee Morton, sister of Sherry Lindler and Tim Rollins. We pray for Hunter Dingus, nephew of Michelle Knight, Bambi and Steve Madursky, Donnie Knight's sister and brother-in-law who are recovering from COVID-19. Don Knight, Donnie Knight's father, who's recovering from medical issues and watching our worship from Northern New York. And all Redeemer members living alone and isolated during this time. For Becky Melton, friend of Shannon Smith. And for our high school and college seniors who are marking this transition in life much differently than anticipated. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and eternal God. So draw our hearts to you. So guide our minds. So fill our imaginations. So control our wills that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated unto you. And then lead us to act always to your glory and the welfare of your people. Lord, in your mercy. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days. Okay.
Thank you. For COVID water.
Cut the microphone off first.
Maybe it's him.
Sunday 9:30. First 30. The light is on. It's
not. What
light? The light is not burning here at all. I want to tell you.